My name is Rebecca Sue Brain Paul, and I'm known as Becky Paul. I live in Davis now. I've been here for 40 years. I grew up in Marshallburg, which is probably 6 or 7 miles from Davis, but it is one of the Dainese communities. My parents was Claude and Belle Brown, and my mother's people came from Ocracoke, and my father's people, they moved here in 1904 from Beaufort County, Pantiga. My grandmother was from, and my grandfather was from Hyde County, the town of Swan Quarter. We always had ponies. My grandfather owned an island, and it's called Brown's Island, and it's between Harkness Island and Marshallburg. My father, he was a sea captain. He was a commercial fisherman, carried charters to the Gulf Stream. He made this when he was on the boat. And I just guessed at the ingredients because we don't have a recipe. We just make it by eye. And he didn't like spaghetti. Well, this recipe, you have to have Franco-American spaghetti. I guess when they went on the boat, they carried canned goods with them, like corned beef and things to that effect. But they also cooked a lot of seafood. When they would leave here, they'd go out to Pamlico saying, this is when he was shrimping, this isn't when he was carrying charters. He would take his potatoes and peel them, and he always diced them. Then he'd put his onion in it, and he'd cut his onion up kind of fine, and he would he'd fry out a streak of lean, streak of fat, and put the grease in. And then he'd stew that until the potatoes kind of got tender. And then he would add the shrimp and the Franco-American spaghetti. You had to have Franco-American. It won't work with that Chef Boyardee. You got to have the Franco-American. And then he said he would take the paddle fins off of crabs. He would just take the hard crabs and break the paddle fins off and put them in this and cook paddle fins of crabs in with the stew. And he always had cornbread with it on the boat, but later on we always cooked light bread with it. Light bread is what it's called in this end of the county. It's yeast bread, and it was made out of the staples that people kept in their houses back in the olden days. They didn't use milk or eggs in their bread. They used water, flour, and sugar. Most people in this area, their bread is kind of crusty on the top. But my mother's was real soft. But anyway, that is light bread. Of course, my mother was from Ocracoke, and my grandparents were from Hyde County and Beaufort County, so they cooked different. Everybody always used to have a garden in this area. That was something else my father did. He was a jack of all trades. When I was a child, he bought a tractor in the 50s, and he planted green beans and potatoes and cabbage. Hello. Hey, this is my husband, Alvin Paul. We always ate a lot of deer meat. My father was an avid hunter. We had deer meat. I grew up on deer meat. They didn't probably eat as much as we did. I think we had it every day.
We caught it or killed it.
We
raised it in the garden.
Yeah. We had deer meat and, like he said, raised it. Daddy had pigs and everything. Mama would fool everybody with bear meat. Mm-hmm. She cooked bear meat and they'd think they were eating beef. She did it to me. I wouldn't eat bear meat, but she'd cook it, and I'd think I was eating beef. And the people in this area back then didn't eat deer meat much, and they didn't eat bear meat, but all of Daddy's people from Hyde County eat that stuff, so we eat it. We grew up on it. The Ocracoke drum the big red drum, is that is the favorite fish of Acreage. My mother would boil the fish and have it in a plate. Your potatoes were separate, your onions, boiled eggs chopped and onions chopped. And when you went to the table, you put your potatoes and then you put your fish. And you, if you wanted onion, egg, bacon bits, and the grease, you fixed it on your plate.
Yeah, them seamots I got in the sink tasted good.
Alvin, she would put it on that table. That was her table. And she'd have her little dishes of the different things, and we fixed it like we wanted it. Well, when I came up here to Davis and my mother-in-law cooked, my mother-in-law was from sea level, and she cooked like the people here on, I guess, Davis and sea level. She stewed it all together. She stewed her potatoes and onions together, and then she added her fish into that. That's the way they cook it up here. That's like the Fort Saint style. They could cook, they don't. Something else I hadn't ever seen when I came up here was white clam chowder. Mother always cooked it like they did, her mother did the Acreage. She put tomatoes in it. She made the Manhattan style. My mother-in-law, Eulitha Paul, she made the white kind. Let's see, she stewed clams, potatoes, and onions, and then she put like corn dumplings in it. All was water-based. They didn't use milk-based on the coast to cook. Maybe they didn't have milk, or they saved the milk for something else. I don't know why.